do you think it was difficult to connect these two words, Polish and English? It was even possible?
Well, I kind of did it with my friends because obviously all my friends were like me. They were born here. They had Polish parents, so they went to Polish school. They had, so we all had that in common. And that was always the problem, if you like, with English friends, because they didn't understand the Polish thing. You know, they had no, awareness of the strength of the Polish community. And to be honest, you know, in the 70s and 80s, because Poland was part of the Soviet Union, joking aside, most English people didn't know where Poland was or what Poland was. Was it actually a country or was it just part of Russia? So I had a lot of that as well. And that fed into this thing of when you're younger, you know, I'm different. I speak Polish. What's the point? Because Poland's under communist rule. We're never going to go there. You know, what's the point? You know, French, German kind of made sense, but Polish, what's the point of that? So you had a lot of that when you were younger. And I had a lot of that with my, you know, from friends had those sort of conflicts as well. So the two worlds, if you like, collided there. So I suppose that's why those friendships were stronger, because we all had similar experiences. And obviously all our parents knew each other and this sort of thing. So that's where it crossed over. So, and even now with, I suppose I've always felt like an outsider to a degree in an English setting. I feel very comfortable, but you're always slightly different. But that's not just for Poles now. That's any ethnic group, I think, has the same cultural conflict, I suppose. I was very surprised because when I made my first film and there's a cultural conflict sort of within that, and I thought that was very specific to the Polish community. And when I was showing that to other ethnic communities, they were saying, that's just like us. So they were having exactly the same sort of conflicts with their parents and with their friends. So their interview would be very similar to this, because I thought always that the Polish experience was very specific, and it is to a degree. It's more specific because, as I say, it's more a political sort of community than it is an immigrant community, because my parents and their generation didn't want to stay in England. They had to stay in England, if you like, because they couldn't go home. So that's a slightly different take on why they stayed and how they built their lives here. Because the first few years, they were all expecting at some point, possibly, to go back to Poland. That never happened. So a lot of them weren't expecting to stay in England for the next 50 years and create their lives, because they didn't know what was going to happen. Possibly the Soviet Union was going to leave Poland or something would happen. So there was always this kind of edge in that they weren't thinking too far ahead because they didn't know what was going to happen. And that influences you as well. That's why everything Polish was so strong, because they were, if you like, representing a free Poland outside of Poland. And it was a political lobby as well. The Polish government in exile was still here. My father ended up being the last foreign minister in that government before the seals of government were handed over to President Lech Wałęsa. So you can see there was a political lobby here as well. So even more so than in America, in England, it was almost like a representation of pre-war Poland, that generation that was deported in most cases kind of liquidated or ethnic cleansed, were existing to remind everybody that there was a free Poland, that there is a free Poland, and that Poland is occupied, and it's not democratic. So all that influences your upbringing and your experience.
So you say they always had a hope as a generation for coming back to Poland.
Sorry, say again.
So they always had hope that they come back to Poland?
In the first few years, I think. I think as things progressed, that hope diminished. They thought that, well, if it hasn't if it wasn't going to happen soon, it probably wouldn't happen. So I think they came to accept that things are the way they are. But yeah, always there was always a hope that Poland would be free again, and obviously they lived to see it. Most of them lived to see the day when Poland was free again and was democratic and was a free country again. But that's what they were working towards always. So again, when you look at, back at it now, that's a big deal. Definitely, it's not something that we've come here, we're making alive for ourselves and so on. That was always underlying sort of their thinking.
Okay, so I'm thinking now, so probably that was the reason that the community was so strong.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why, absolutely, because it wasn't just a community to keep each other going or keep themselves going and support each other, which they did, but they also had one eye on the fact that Poland was under communist rule, and they were fighting for that rule to go and for Poland to be free again as much as they could here. So yeah, absolutely. And that's why my parents absolutely regarded me as Polish and not as English, because it was that Polish community that was still so linked to Poland. Obviously, it's the community that fought the war to free Poland from that oppression. So that's not going to go. I mean, they had all taken part in the Second World War in some form, or had experienced that. And yeah, they wanted Poland back.
Did you at some point, maybe when you were a teenager, had that feeling like, I want to rebel, I don't want to speak Polish, I don't want to, you know, have so many Polish traditions?
Yeah, I mean, it was Polish school. It was language and Polish school. Because as I say, you were kind of thinking, well, you know, I want to play football on Saturday. I don't want to go to Polish school. You know, I want to rest on Saturday. You know, why do I have to go to school on Saturday as well? As we said, a lot of people didn't know where Poland was. So you kind of didn't see the relevance of Poland to you, given you were living in England and in London. But as I say, I'm so glad that my parents, you know, taught me Polish and taught me those traditions, and that I have that within me. Because if I didn't have that, it could be the other way. I could now be resentful that they didn't do that and didn't expose me to all that, because obviously it's made me who I am today. And it's also made me understand my own personal Polish history, not just Polish history in general. And this community is part of Polish history. It's not separate from Polish history. It's part of Polish history, because these are, you know, the children, the families of Polish officers of the Poles that fought from 1939 to 1945, you know, under the auspices of the British Army, you know, the pilots, the paratroopers, the tankers, you know, the people that fought under Monte Cassino. You know, these are all descendants of these people, of the people that fought Poland. So it's a huge deal. You know, it's something that is very unique, and something that should always be remembered.
Your movie, The Last Witness, has really strong connection with Polish history. Do you want to tell more about it? Because it's specific about Katyn massacre. Why was that so important to you?
So when I was growing up, I had I had my mother, obviously, and her mother, my grandmother, was living with us, and she had remarried, and so my grandfather was in a way a step grandfather, so he wasn't my true grandfather. Now, when you're younger, you don't really know, you don't really understand these things, why she remarried, what happened to my first grandfather. But then obviously when I grew up, I was told, and my first grandfather, so my mother's father, my grandmother's husband, was a decorated Polish officer and he was executed in the Katyn massacre by the Soviets. This is something, again, when you're a child, it doesn't really register. But now, and the older I got, obviously, I understood what that meant, and also understood how controversial it still was, because during the war, when the bodies were excavated in the Katyn forest, and the massacre was blamed on the Germans. So the Soviet Union said it was the Germans that had done it, and all evidence pointed towards the Soviets, and that the massacres had taken place in 1940. So from a political point of view, this was huge, obviously. And we now, when you look at the history books, you see that, you know, after the war, Poland was allowed to remain under communist rule. And so if the world had known that the Soviet Union had executed all these Polish officers, then things could have been very different. But because the Soviets were allies and politics was the way it was after the war, unfortunately, the Soviet Union was allowed to remain in Poland and Czechoslovakia, all these countries that became part of the USSR. So this was hugely political. And this was another aspect of the Polish community that a lot of people are not aware of, in that, you know, it's not just my family that has that story. A lot of families in that post-war generation have that story, and you have the Polish Katyn Families Association. But in England, because England and America were part of that big three, and they allowed Stalin to take Poland and for the Soviets to remain in Poland, that was a hugely political decision. And so for Poles to be saying that the Katyn massacre was perpetrated by the Soviets was a no-no, because they didn't want the public to think that the Soviet Union were in any way bad guys, because they were allies. So this was, again, a lobby, because throughout that time, my parents' generation was lobbying for the truth to come out. And there was a big moment in the 70s where they erected a monument to the Katyn massacre. It was going to be erected, I think, in the center of London, in Westminster, but contentiously, it had the date 1940 on it. And that didn't, obviously, that wasn't politically correct. So it ended up being erected in Chiswick at Gunnersbury Cemetery. But that was a hugely political moment, because, again, at that time, the official line was that the Katyn massacre had been perpetrated by the Germans and not by the Soviets. And that continued. And it is still contentious today. I made the last witness to tell that story, the story less so of the massacre, because Andrzej Wajda made a film called Katyn, from a Polish perspective, about the massacre and how that affected the families in Poland. My film deals with the cover-up here and in America, that the British government, the American government, knew very well that it was the Soviets, but for political reasons, they covered that up and blamed it on the Germans. So that it was the story. I wanted that story to come out, and also to tell it from an English perspective, because that's what the Poles here, that post-war generation, was dealing with all that time, sort of being told not to talk about it, being told not to say anything. It was an uncomfortable truth. And as a result, the Polish community really wasn't represented in the British media, in British sort of cultural life, because no one, you know, you start talking about the Poles, you have to start talking about the Katyn massacre. And so it's just easy just not to talk about it. And as I say, I thought once Poland was free, ultimately the Soviets did admit that they had done it in 1990. you know, three times they've underlined that it was the Soviets, but now it's gone back to what it was before. So now President Putin is saying that that was all lies, and that, that it's just all propaganda. So we're still dealing with that issue. And I'm actually quite surprised that we're still dealing with it, but it shows how contentious it is because of the ongoing kind of relationship between Poles and Russians. But it's not between Poles and Russians, it's a political, it's purely political history. And it's a huge subject still. So I'm glad I made that film. I'm glad it's out there because that story hasn't really been told. It still needs to be told, just as in the same way the Holocaust is revisited and needs to be revisited. The Katyn massacre can't fall away just into history. It is a hugely important moment and continues to be relevant.